Kool-Aid listeners, Detroit Kool-Aid listeners, hey, this is your boy, at Chops in the D, and I am coming to you directly after a Lions huge victory in Arrowhead against the champs, 21-20. Woo-wee! Hey, listen, we decided to jump on here and give you guys a free preview of what it's going to be like to be a DKC Select, that's Detroit Kool-Aid Cast Select member. So this is a free preview. This is the kind of content that you're going to be expecting to get all year long with our Detroit Lions when you are a subscriber. So if you haven't subscribed yet, click the link below to subscribe. Oh my gosh, people. The NFL world has been put on notice. Brand new Lions. I don't want to hear any more of that SOL talk. This team is legit. They are winners and they are ready to go. Oh my gosh, everybody super excited, everything going on, the craziness of the game, just absolutely ridiculous. Everybody was buzzing, the Twitterverse was exploding, and the national media going nuts for the Lions. You gotta love it. Just a great, great day. Football is back. Lions football is back, and we are 1-0. We went into Arrowhead. We took on the champs, we took a couple punches like I said we were going to, and when the time came, we made a score that we needed to, and our defense came up huge. Such a great new win for our brand new Lions. So I want to start out, I want to give you guys the rundown. Of course you watched the game last night, but we're going to break it down for you a little bit here. So in the first quarter, we're going back and forth. Amon-Ra St. Brown for a 91-yard drive. 14 plays, Jared Goff, the Goff train, my boy, to Amon-Ra for a 9-yard touchdown pass. At about the 2-minute mark of the first quarter, Lions take the lead 7-0. We take the lead and we keep the lead going into the second quarter. Early in the second quarter, of course, Patrick Mahomes is going to Patrick Mahomes. There were a couple of times, elusive plays. They should have had some third, three and outs. But he was able to do what we said he was going to do, what we know he can do, and what he's done for years. They scored 2 touchdowns that quarter to go into the half, 14-7. One by Rashee Rice, the rookie, a 1-yard pass for a 75-yard play, 75 yards, 13 plays. And Blake Bell, the fill-in for Travis Kelce, 4 yards. Touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes. 6 plays, 82 yards. They drove the field. Okay, and I think they did that like a minute and a half to take the lead at the half. So going into halftime, we're down 14-7. Nobody's panicking. Nobody's worried. Okay, this is the brand new Lions. Early in the third quarter, my boy Brian Branch comes down with a 50-yard interception return for a touchdown. He picked off Patty Mahomes. And can we give a quick shout out to Kadarius Toney, please, for all the drops and the pops and the interceptions. And that guy, listen, you know what? I think you may have been just as important as any of the wide receivers on our bench. So thank you, Mr. Toney. We appreciate that. But let me get back to the Lions. Brian Branch, 50-yard touchdown return. This kid is going to ball out all year. We know he's the steal of the draft. It's already been established. We knew before, but now he is showing it on the field when it matters. The Lions tie it up 14-14. Later in the third quarter, Butker is able to kick a 35-yard field goal. Again, they have a deep drive, but they don't make it a score. You held them off the touchdown sheet, which is good. Again, fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter, another field goal, not allowing Patrick Mahomes to get in the end zone. Keeping them to field goals, people, that is huge. Kansas City is up 20-14, and then what do the Lions do? The Lions decide we're going to just grimy it up, grit it up, for grind time off the clock. They did a 5-minute drive, 9 plays, 75 yards, David Montgomery, 8-yard touchdown at the 7-minute mark for the Lions to take the lead 21-20. And people, do not underestimate the importance of this drive. You are late in the fourth quarter. It is coming down to crunch time, and you perform. Ben Genius draws up the plays. Jared Goff makes the throws. David Montgomery bangs the holes. And give some love to the Lions' offensive line. Opening up the gaps, pushing off, and getting ready to let us drive the field. 75 yards, 9 plays, a 5-minute drive. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! And we take the lead. And people, listen to me. This is the best part. At that point, there is still 7 minutes left in the game. 7 minutes, okay? We are giving the ball to the Super Bowl champ, MVP, Patrick Mahomes, with 7 minutes left. And what does our defense do? Oh, people, what does our defense do? On the first attempt, we hold them to 3 and out. Only 6 yards and ran 2 minutes off, and they had to punt. It was amazing. Jack Fox booms a 65-yarder, and then we pin them back. He gets, and they can't do anything. Patrick Mahomes can't find anybody. Pacheco can't get through the holes. They try a direct snap to Bell. None of, you know, with this, you know, end around situation, and we stop them. 3 and out. They got a punt. Amazing stop by the defense. And then we go out and we have our own drive again. Wasting time off the clock. Another 2.5 minutes off. Only 5 plays and 21 yards, but 2.5 minutes run off the clock. Where we go, we turn it over on downs, and we again, still giving it to Patrick Mahomes with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left and time to score, only down 1. And can he do it? Can he do it? No! He cannot do it! He only needed to get 30 yards to get into field goal range. They had 2.5 minutes, 30 yards to get, and the Lions hold them to negative 15 yards, a 4 and out, turnover on downs, and it's all gravy from there, folks. We take the knee, victory formation, brand new Lions. Woo! And people, after the game, the Lions love, the love that the players are showing to the fans, the love the fans are showing to the city, to the stadium. They partied in Arrowhead hours after the game was over. Everybody's on Twitter. The players are on there. Dan Campbell's talking. Post-game pressers. All the hype. I don't know if anybody slept last night. I sure as hell didn't sleep last night. And here we go. Just craziness. Absolute pandemonium. The Lions have beat the Super Bowl champions to start the season 1-0. Patrick Mahomes has been vanquished. Travis Kelce, see ya. Your replacement couldn't do what you needed him to do. We beat the champs. 1-0. And the best part, guys, is this is what we have been building up to for years. Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes and Sheila Hamp have been building this team for the last 3 years, and now we have arrived. Brand new Lions. The league is on notice. We are ready to go. I hope you enjoyed this quick preview. This is the kind of content we're going to give it to you. Again, DKC Select. So click below, subscribe, and join, because we are going to give you a lot of content. You're going to get a lot of post-game stuff. You might get some stat shows. You might get some breakdowns. You might get some arguments between me and Okra. You never know what you're going to get on DKC Select. But you need to click and subscribe, and you need to join, and you need to drink in the Kool-Aid, baby. Woo-wee! Hashtag choppy likey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over.
drink it in, man.